Lovelady, Tennessee.
We get up on that hill and get our lungs full of air and rawback and whoop-dee-doo. And directly here early. And then we'd hear a halberd. We had all kinds of farm animals. When we lived here, we had sheep and cows and horses and chickens and ducks. And
did you have any special calls for
chickens?
Or
sheep? Well, chickens would do it. Chicky, 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 chicky. And sheep would, coo sheepy, coo sheepy. And a cow, sukow, sukow. And hogs would be, piggy, pigooey, pigooey, pig, pig, pig. The dog call is nearly always, here, 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 boo dog, here, here, here.
That was Charlie Wells from a field recording I made back in 1977. Charlie Wells' daughter, Robbie, is one of the founders of the Cumberland Trail. And now I'd like to play a snippet of a holler that her husband, Dave Hassler, heard from black workers around the Army base where he was stationed during World War II. Dave Hassler was one of our founders, too, and passed away just this year, and we miss him a great deal. Here's Dave Hassler.
I was would get off duty at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they would be coming on duty or coming to work. And, of course, they were feeling like going to work and full of vim and everything, so they would holler at each other. This was near the Okefenokee Swamp in Georgia, and it in the piney wood country, and they flat land, and of course their voice would carry for a long ways, probably 2 or 3, 4 miles, something like that. And they did have this call that they would call to each other. I'm not for sure that each one had his own individual call that they would recognize, but they would call and answer each other. Now, it was something like a yodel, and it sounded a little bit like this. And then away off in the piney woods, you would hear someone answer him, and he'd go, then at the last they'd have a,
that was some old time hollering for you. Send that out tonight to Tom Zimmerman, Charlie Wells' great-grandson, who works at River Sports in Knoxville, does some rock climbing at Black Mountain. Now let's dig into the Bob Douglas archives. Here are three recordings I found among Bob's many, many tapes just before he died at age 101 near Dayton, Tennessee. He was from